During the taping of our roundtable discussion with Republicans, Donald Trump's Rhode Island campaign chairman, State Representative Joe Trillo, raised the issue of illegal immigration. This happened within the first couple of minutes of the conversation. He was responding to a question about Trump's appeal from Rhode Island Public Radio's morning host, Chuck Hinman.
Now, you've worked with a lot of supporters here in Rhode Island. What is it about Trump's message that they are responding to here in this state?
Trump has singled out all the problems that are ailing the country and ailing the state. He started with illegal immigration. Illegal immigration is a major problem on a national level, but it's a major problem in Rhode Island. It's draining our resources. We're spending about $2 point something billion on health and human services budget. And I believe 20% of the people in Rhode Island are on some form of government assistance.
Now, Trillo is right. The state spends about $2.5 billion on health and human services, and roughly one in three Rhode Islanders receive some benefits. But his statement seems to suggest that undocumented immigrants are driving those numbers. I called Representative Trillo for clarification, and he says that's not what he meant. He says he meant that undocumented immigrants are part of that spending, and that's undoubtedly true. In the studio, we did press Trillo on this point. We mentioned that not everyone receiving benefits is an undocumented immigrant. Here's how he responded.
No, but if you look at the benefits program in Rhode Island, they can't ask the people whether they're illegal or not. We're doing giving people subsidized housing that are illegal immigrants. We're giving them free health care. We're giving them free daycare.
Trillo may be overstating this point. The State Office of Health and Human Services can and does require proof of citizenship or at least legal residency for benefits like Medicaid and food stamps. Rhode Island Public Radio healthcare reporter Kristen Gourlay has done a lot of reporting on the state health and human services system, so I asked her to join me to explain a little bit how this application process works.
Right, so I'm holding this 30-plus page application here, and to get benefits like Medicaid and food stamps, the form asks for a Social Security number. The state then uses your Social Security number to verify things like age and income. If you're not a citizen and don't have a Social Security number, you can still qualify for benefits, but you have to show documentation of your legal immigration status, and you have to live in the state for 5 years before you even qualify for most benefits. The bottom line, Liz, is that it's not that easy to qualify for benefits like Medicaid. You have to fill out a stack of complex forms and provide a lot of documents. It's a process that even native Rhode Islanders find complicated, and illegal immigrants are simply not eligible for benefits.
Now, we should say that a person can apply for benefits using a false Social Security number, and that does happen. The Office of Health and Human Services tells me they believe the instances of fraud in this area are relatively small. But Trillo's right when he says that undocumented people are getting state benefits. One benefit he doesn't even mention is public education. Rhode Island public schools enroll any student who's a resident. They don't ask questions about immigration status. And Trillo's claim about daycare is half true. You can qualify for a daycare subsidy if your child is a citizen or a legal resident, even if you are undocumented. Kristen, you found some other benefits to consider, too.
Right. First of all, it's always possible that a person could benefit from state assistance that's given to another member of the household who's a legal resident or a citizen. Think about food assistance or unemployment or disability payments that might help out an entire family. And it only requires one person to apply and qualify for the assistance. Pregnant women can receive prenatal care for a limited period of time if they're undocumented. And the big one here from a cost perspective is emergency services.
What happens, Kristen, if an undocumented person arrives at an emergency room, let's say at Rhode Island Hospital?
Well, emergency rooms are obligated to treat anyone who walks through the door, so they will treat you no matter what. If you require a hospital stay, that gets a little bit more complicated. But if you don't have insurance, the hospital will either provide you with charity care or work out a payment plan or sometimes transfer you to another hospital. Hospitals provide millions of dollars in charity care every year.
And the state does sometimes end up paying for some of that care, too.
Absolutely.
So Joe Trillo may have a point. Undocumented immigrants can and do benefit from some state assistance. But it's also important to keep in mind the population of undocumented immigrants is relatively small. In Rhode Island, the most recent numbers from the Pew Research Center estimate about 30,000 undocumented immigrants living in the state. That's about 3% of the state's population.
Also, some of them may be paying state and federal income taxes.
Thank you so much, Rhode Island Public Radio's healthcare reporter Kristen Gourlay, for helping us wade through this issue.
You're welcome.
This is Rhode Island Public Radio. I'm Elizabeth Harrison.